And about the whole MySpace thing, you know what I love MySpace for? A, I can keep in touch with all the people that I went to school with, of course. But the cool thing is all these girls that I date have MySpace things. Like, I've actually taken two girls and like, said, hey, you're cheating on me. And this girl's like, what? I'm like, yeah. A guy posted a comment on your page and said, hi, how's your day? I looked at his page, and she's like, oh, how you been? Thanks for last night. I mean, it's obvious. Are you that fucking stupid?
Hey, ready to make some magic?
Yo!
Hello, baby.
Hey, baby.
How's it going?
All right. Hey, all you
assholes, come and listen. I'm talking right now.
And the girl show. Everybody ready? Shit.
Good morning. This is Keith and the girl. We got two Hispanics in the room. Let's get it. Hello, we're live. It's Fuck the Family Friday. How you bitches doing?
Oh, Lord. Thank you for the opportunities to share in the workplace of God's kingdom.
You're looking at me weird. We got a fucking bang bango show ready for you tonight. Let's do it. Let's do the big show.
We had sex in a tent.
Fuck Best Buy. Fuck CompUSA. Fuck PC Richard. Fuck Radio Shack. Fuck Sam Ash.
This is Keith and the girl.
Put down the sandwich.
Hey, what's going on?
I would have had that one. That was the most offensive thing yet.
Richard Gere, Buddhist and asshole.
Asshole. Good afternoon, blacks.
Oprah says you're supposed to fart 14 times a day. Hey, what's going on? What is wrong with you?
Yeah?
Yo.
How's it going? Happy June New Year. Oh, hey, Dane Cook.
Fuck you.
Hello, everybody. Yo. Can a man get a second?
Can a nigga get a moment?
Hello, cunt bitches.
Does Paris Hilton have Down syndrome?
Is that still alcohol?
Yes, ma'am.
You still drinking?
Yes, ma'am. What was the question?
Oh, God. Bunny, bunny, hop, 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 bunny, 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 hop.
Companion God, thank you for the wonderful lessons you teach us as we walk through difficulties in our lives. Thank you very much. Thank you for the assholes on the bus and the dickheads on the subway and the cocksuckers at my new job and then all over again on the way back home. 2006 is turning out slam bang and fucking great. We saw a Stephanie today.
Yeah.
I'd fuck her right in the face. Yeah.
Deuce, deuce.
Yeah.
I'm good. I took my afternoon mud dump. Who are update?
Who are?
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
Yo.
How are you, Stinky Magoo? What?
What?
We gotta do this again. What? Okay. How's it going?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. My buddy Charlie banged his babysitter and her friend, Deuce Deuce, caught gonorrhea, and we saw a couple movies today. And I want to thank all you well-wishers for all your letters and phone calls to see if I was okay from being sick. Thank you, all three of you.
Wow, I'm Keith Malley.
I'm a person, not a machine. Hello, cum guzzlers. Hey, welcome to the show, you fat fucks. How's it going, asshole?
Are you talking to me?
Hey, I see an asshole. Good day.
Hey.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Good day.
Patrice is here.
Hello.
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 Hey.
How are ya? Hello, and welcome to Keith and the Girl. Thank you very much for listening. Your support is very much appreciated. If you're wondering why we're like 8 seconds into this and I haven't yet used a racial slur or called you a cantaloupe fucker, it's because I really need your guys' help today.
I had lunch with a homo. Patrice is here, and apparently we have a new slogan.
2 out of 3 whores enjoy Keith and the Girl.
Good morning!
Why yell at them? Hey,
hello,
what's going on?
Thank you. I got you, baby. I got your tits.
You're my baby. I don't understand why you fucking don't understand. You're my baby and I love you. I fucking love you. I don't understand what I fucking just say. I don't understand why you ask me such asinine questions.
Yes, I drink. So I had a little bit of drink. That doesn't mean I don't love you. Work. I get on the subway. There's all these assholes. Maybe if we're nice to each other, I can be nice to you.
Anyway, that's it. KeithandtheGirl.com.
Hey everybody, welcome, we're live, how's it going? This is Keith Malley, of course, with Hemda Khalili. And now, today, special guest, Matthew Bray. How are you, Matthew? Who cares?
Does anybody remember laughter?
What?
Okay.
That didn't go over too well.
Phone number is 646-502-8682. The chat room's up, keithandthegirl.com/chatroom. How's it going?
That's all right. Had a pretty good day. We finally made money today. Thank you.
Congratulations to poker winner today, which we'll get to. But yesterday, the winner was Fish Can. Congratulations. Today, and they didn't contact me for how to give them a shout-out or what kind of props they want. However, the winner today did one Dan Klass from the forums. And he emailed, he would like me to say, this win was dedicated to High Mike's mom, who was the best bitch ever. And he's not a liar. He's a doctor.
And Dan Klass was playing the whole time while he was working. So thank you to the people who were waiting in Dan Klass's waiting room for a checkup of whatever the hell he does.
He appreciates
it. Yeah.
Matt is with us. We went. Matt took us to a sweet, sweet barbecue yesterday.
So awesome. What was it, dinosaurs?
Yes, Dinosaur Barbecue in Harlem, New York. They're originally from Syracuse, New York. If anybody's from Syracuse, you all know it.
I hate to brag, but I've never had chicken better than that. And yeah. I'm not a huge fan of chicken on the bone, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it's quite delicious.
What's the cross streets?
The cross streets are 131st Street and 10th Avenue.
That's in Harlem, but it's such a good restaurant. Whites took it over, so there's like a five-block radius that's safe. So good. The ribs are good. I didn't care for the beef brisket. The pulled pork is incredible.
The brisket's not my favorite either, but I'm a huge fan of the pulled pork. I love all the sides and the appetizers.
Everything.
Quite delicious.
Everything was delicious. And then we knew we were having barbecue. We knew we were going to eat like pigs. So we're at the gym earlier that day, and we had pictures of each of the food items that Matt bragged about them having. So we'd be on the treadmill for like 10 minutes, and then we'd take like one rib. Not a rack, one rib, a picture of one rib, and we threw it, and we're like, we worked that off, and we just kept doing it. And then Matt told me, ironically, he was at home eating with pictures of weight equipment around him.
Absolutely, yeah. That's how I like to warm up for my barbecue experience.
You eat so much there. $15, you get a sampling of everything.
Yeah, you actually get for $15, Keith had ribs, pulled pork, one other meat, a side, like two sides.
Right.
That's disgusting.
It is so good, and I ate so much. I started seeing stars. I ate myself dizzy. I swear to God, two more bites, I would have had tunnel vision. That place is A-okay. They should put that on their flyer.
And Spooky was with us, and he's like, I'm going to eat this whole thing. And Matt's like, you know, you might have leftovers, and it's just as good tomorrow. Spooky's like, Are you saying that I'm not a man?
I don't know.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Does that sound like a challenge? That was spooky all night. Does that sound like a challenge?
And was he drunk on the beer or drunk on the food?
I think it was more the food. He had definitely more food than beer, that's for sure.
Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry to call this early in the show.
Get it going.
Keith, I've been waiting to talk to you all week. Congratulations with your Steelers.
This is Corey, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is going to happen if the Seahawks run that 4-3 blitz against Bettis all game long, and he gets no yards?
What is gonna happen if we get an earthquake in New York tomorrow? Angels fly up, and I get to fuck them all in the mouth.
Not really, angels. Do angels?
Real,
I think neither of those two things are gonna happen.
You don't think they're gonna run the 4-3 against Bettis at all?
Do I think they will? I think they'll try.
And you don't think it's the same one that was shutting him down repeatedly that the Broncos ran last week?
That
didn't get nearly as many yards as he should have got, and because of that goddamn blitz.
And I think now they have people on their side also that are asking these questions, and I think we'll be okay.
Can I just tell you something? I have no idea what you guys are saying. However, I do appreciate, I know Corey's so excited to talk about this because he's like the football guy, and I know he wants to be like, and then what if, and blah, 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 but he knows to keep his whole tone down. So he's doing that excited voice, but like keeping it low so that we won't hang up on him.
No, I'm very excited. In fact, Matt found Iron City beer for us for our Super Bowl party, the official beer of Pittsburgh, and you just shared that they might be going out of business.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not a good thing for the city of Pittsburgh, although I believe that, as I also mentioned, this Super Bowl may save that company. It would be very nice if that did happen.
Right.
I'm sure that last week's football games were a lot bigger to deal to the people who work there than to all of us.
And, you know, take my barbecue talk, you know, with this information also, I honestly believe Iron City might be one of the best beers ever made. I find it, I'm not joking. Now, I like the Buds and the Millers and the Coors, but I believe this is one step better.
It is quite good.
Is that only a local beer, or can you buy it anywhere?
It's a local beer. I was, when we went to, where's the, where'd we go on that vacation?
Pennsylvania, Poconos.
Poconos. The vacation that you got us, I call it a vacation, where you guys sit down in their bullshit meetings and get a room that where the dead bed breaks without fucking on it. But, yeah, but they had it there, and they have it in aluminum cans, aluminum bottles. Now, I know other people did it, but I've never had a beer in an aluminum bottle. It's
quite good beer. I mean,
it's a good beer. It keeps the freshness, and it's amazingly light. Not that beer is so heavy.
Can I say, because
it gets to your mouth like 0.1 second faster.
I'm so glad that they're not sponsoring us and we're not getting paid to say this, because both of you fuckers are such big beer drinkers that I'm like, yeah, that's so great. We're in the store before we got here, and you know, we always buy people alcohol and beer and whatever, right, just to loosen them up before the show. And I'm like, Matt, what beer do you drink? He's like, what do you got? Seriously, any beer that I would have picked would have been fine.
I'm not a huge beer drinker. I'll just drink beer. I mean, if it's around,
I'm
and it
sure
tastes good.
The Poconos beer is the bomb.
No, he's a little more pickier. He drinks heavier things. He's drinking Sam Adams now.
That's fancy.
The barbecue, he drank, you know, something more darker.
The dinosaur version, microbrew, right? Which is ape anger.
He likes whatever local beer. If we had like a Flushing beer, right. Flushing,
yeah, I'd be drinking
town.
Flushing beer, even awesome. Even though it's not that appetizing.
I like the top beer manufacturers. I like the white version of beer.
I like that a neighborhood is called Flushing.
Hey, can I ask you one more thing before I go?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Why haven't you reported on a chocolate New Orleans at all?
I'm sorry, what?
Something about New Orleans.
Story.
Why didn't I talk about when that...
I thought you'd be all over that shit.
We did. We did mention it briefly.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Something happened in New Orleans?
He's... No, the... thanks a lot for calling, man.
Yep.
The mayor said, you know, we have to rebuild this city into the chocolate city that it once was. And everybody's like, what? I can't believe you said that. No. What I meant was, how do you make chocolate? Well, you take dark chocolate and you take, what's white? Milk. And you take delicious milk and you mix that together and you have chocolate. And it's like, okay, all right, you fucking Malcolm X.
How can we make it a little bit more white down here? What can we do to save the white people so that they're not left out?
Yeah, we talked about it. That thing was ridiculous. And if I didn't mention, Matt, he's here. He's working on the new DVD.
All right, he's the one who's putting it all together. But by the way, speaking of New Orleans, real quick, there's a guy who just did a new rap song. His name is...
Juvenile.
I'm trying to think of little boy. What's another word for little boy?
He's the back that ass up guy.
Right. So this Juvenile made a whole song, and he kind of did like almost documentary style his video. He was down there, and it basically says that his whole thing is like he thinks that they blew up the dam so that, you know, the city of poor people would just go away, saving the rich people. Like, and his whole thing is how all the black people and the poor people got fucked in New Orleans in a rap song. Now, when they did the little short little press conference asking him about it, he was wearing the flyest suit, costing him thousands of dollars.
He was Snow White. There was a halo around him. It was ridiculous.
It was one of those like, yeah, you got flown in there. Otherwise, your little white suit would have been a little dirty if you just came from New Orleans that you're so excited about. He's like, we're going to rebuild New Orleans. I'm so sure. Right.
And if, one and, album at a time.
You know, would
be. And you can come see my house on Cribs.
Exactly. In New Orleans, while they're still rebuilding it around him. What would be great, though, is if he actually took the money from part of his album, which I'm assuming they're going to tell him to do, to rebuild New Orleans.
Do you think he really believes that, though? That
yes.
It was blown up?
We're talking about the man who penned Back That Ass Up. So I believe he is a humanitarian by trade.
Or does he think, like, you say something, you're going to get attention. You make a rap song about the government blew up its own 9/11, you're going to get some attention, whether you believe it or not.
He was all jealous of What's-His-Face, who got so much attention from just going, George Bush hates black people.
Yeah, Kanye.
Yeah, right. So he's like, oh, shit, how do I get that much attention?
What if I keep saying that, but in 4 minutes?
Yeah, we get, is it Time Out New York over here? Mm-hmm. I swear, I want to be in Time Out New York. They recently did a thing of who to watch in New York, and I'm like, fucking watch us, right? And what I want to do... What I want to do, you know how we usually...
Every page, not us, not us, no, not us.
And what we usually do is we tell people to, you know, write to whatever we want to get into, you know, and then they, and we harass them until something happens. Right. But for this one, I want to tell them to be like, why don't you tell them what big assholes we are? And then everyone sends negative press about us. And then they send, and then they put up this big, and I don't care if it's the Post, the New York Times, whatever it is, I want a big article about how I'm a disgusting, dirty whore, and Keith is this.
Was talking about fucking angels in the mouth.
Yeah,
is this what you want to represent, you New York City?
Exactly.
Controversial podcast in New York City at 10:48 p.m.
Mally hates angels.
Yeah. And then I want them to compare it to like maybe some nice podcasts. You know, like look at these guys; they have nice things to say, but this guy has to curse every other minute. Now, whose podcast are you going to go to? I say ours. So right
at the top of the charts. That says a sad state of affairs for New York.
What do people like these days?
Don't listen to anything.
And I hope, and then they're only going to listen to one episode, and it's probably going to be the one that you drank so much, and I was harping on you, and then one or one that just talks about how I masturbated for half the day or the whole day or whatever the hell I do at home.
I zoned out. I don't even know. I'd love, though, getting back to Dinosaur Barbecue. I like, and I used to work at Two Boots in the city, or in Brooklyn, and we'd have, you know, bands there, and this barbecue place had them. And I don't really hang out at places that, I mean, how often do I go out? But the bars I pick don't really have live musicians, so I kind of forgot about them. But isn't it funny how talented, and they weren't that good, but how talented some of these bands can be, and no one gives a fuck?
Right.
Nobody cares. But if those same bands were on stage, you would have paid to see them. You'd be paying attention. But now they're in a bar. You don't know their name. They could be Nirvana. You know, I'm sure Nirvana played a thing. It was no, you know, they didn't change the words or the lyrics or the melody to Sounds Like Teen Spirit. It's the exact same song, and no one gave a fuck.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a half price special on half racks of ribs, and this one's called In Bloom.
And speaking of In Bloom, I tried the Bloomin' Onion.
Blooming Onion.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
I love the band yesterday. There was a waitress there who wants to sing, and there's always one. Now, I understand as a singer, you always want to get near a mic and go, I can fucking do this better. Right. And even if you can fucking do it better, sit down. It's not your turn. Right. How nice is that to like... That's so fucked up. Nobody invited you up there. They're having their little moment in the freaking rib store. Right. What is wrong with you? So she comes up to them while they're working, while they're singing, and she's like, and the singer is like, can you just come back later? And, you know, we're going to take a break soon. So on their break, the waitress takes the mic, and she realizes the band is going to take a break, and they're not going to back her up, and she's like... I want to sing for you guys, and I guess I'm doing an a cappella.
It was our own personal American Idol evening.
Right,
it was
quite nice.
And again, the worst, like American Idol, it's always the people that brag about their talent, you know, that have none. So to be that bold and go up there and, like, watch this, terrible. Terrible.
You're going to Hollywood.
We yelled that. She's done. She's like, thank you. You're going to Hollywood. And her face is just like, not fucking funny. She did not enjoy that. I can't be in a band playing, nobody not giving a fuck, and then you're done, and you're like, that was honestly our best performance yet. I take my guitar, I throw the neck in between patrons as they're eating. Like, you feel that? You feel me? That's good.
That's torture. That is such torture. And I hear also stand-up comics do that. They make them perform in, like, bars, in laundromats, in anything, and groups do that. Like
behind the salad bar.
Yeah, like bands. And what Matt was saying yesterday, since we were feeling like it was American Idol because that girl sucked, we were sitting right in front of them, but we were all Keith and I were facing Matt and Spooky because Matt and Spooky were on a little date. So we were thinking that one of them come to our side so it looks like we're a panel and we're like the real American Idol.
Oh, hold up napkin signs. More falsetto. I don't know what falsetto is, but they changed their tune. I know that.
I don't know when it. What kind of band was it? It was like
a blues band.
When did blues sound like this? And I was struggling.
Influences everything.
Sound of Music and Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
But they got cute little waitresses. That's an important question.
Oh, hot adorable. Waitresses, adorable. Not just cute. Hot. I'm looking at this, and I did that thing again. I don't know if you noticed, Matt, but I was like, okay, I'm staring for too long. And then I would try to look at one of you guys, and I'm like, no, but seriously, like, she's so pretty. how could somebody be this pretty?
They don't mind. They don't mind. I told you guys
before.
I don't
know. It's creepy.
My friend Jimmy, we were at the Dinosaur Barbecue in Syracuse, and there was a pregnant waitress there. And all the waitresses sort of dress, you know, a little bit, you know, risque.
Well, they're like in a hip way, not
yeah,
in
yeah.
like
no,
a...
No, in a hip way, yeah, yeah. They all have belts on and everything. But, so... But
belts that you don't need.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of midriff showing, including on this woman who was a few months pregnant.
Ew.
And she...
you got to make a living. Exactly. Now more than ever.
She was taking our order, and my friend Jimmy was not exactly sure what he wanted, and she proceeded to rub her pregnant all over him. Not that he was against that, and she did get a better tip out of that.
I would like it. I don't know why.
Exactly.
Like, if I don't look, it's kind of like a tit.
There's something about about the wondrous joy of life.
Now I'll take the baby back.
By the way, I'm reading the chat boards for those of you who don't know it. For every live show, I read the chat boards, and now they are all deciding that I'm a lesbian and I need to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the first one to decide this and to make everybody go with him? A little man called Chemda's Nutsack.
Oh, thank glad you Chemda's can make Nutsack. It out.
I didn't know it could speak so well. Thank you.
But, you know, it's really more dinosaur, gentlemen. If you live in the New York area, show up, and you might have your ladies looking at the waitresses as well.
You wouldn't look at that and go, this is the one that's going to – it's kind of a guy place.
Yeah.
That's the exact place you need. You
exactly.
Wouldn't think I want to start a restaurant called Prager's. It's like Hooters, but everybody's pregnant. And the turnover's quick. So you never see the same bullshit over and over again.
And you have, like, on the board, it says, congratulations to so-and-so, new baby, 6 pounds, 3 ounces. Right. She will no longer be working here. Right. Cindy is taking her place. She's 3 months pregnant. It might be a boy.
When it's your birthday and they all do the YMCA for you, it's a little slower.
They have a rotating board with baby names on it for who's been born. It's like a train schedule.
Oh, you're about to, your water breaks or something, and if the waitress's water breaks at your table, you get to spin the wheel of names.
Especially if it's Nadine, who's been working here for 30 years every year.
Oh, yeah, the way, like, you walk into a restaurant, right? And not like, you know, you've done so much with your life, but you walk into a restaurant and you see a buddy of yours in the same place, and you're like, oh, that's just sad. You see her again 5 years later, you're like, come on.
This is more than sad.
This isn't about religion anymore.
And she has a job.
That's a place where you don't want seniority.
It's true.
And somebody asked if they eat at Prager's and the waitress's water breaks, does that mean they get their meal for free? And somebody says, mm-hmm. You get water breaks.
Right.
No, you have to pay child support.
Actually. Or you're on the floor and they're like, I need my chili. I'm on break. But Spooky, though, going out was hilarious. Spooky is so funny.
I love him when he's drunk.
When
have I ever said I love somebody when they're drunk? I'm usually
that
like,
that is not
ew.
A phrase.
You know?
Oh, Keith, good to see you again.
So
you're lambasted. That's beautiful.
Are you saying that you don't love Keith when he's drunk?
I love Keith. If I don't love Keith when he's drunk, I don't love him half the time.
But you explain it.
It's very hard without a visual, but I'll try to tell it.
You know what? Fuck him. Do the visual for us. He smiles this
dope. No, wait, no. Spooky is not a serious guy, but he's got like this sort of serious. You've all heard him tell stories. It's like, and then we went to the back alley. Right. On the way to the back alley, there were some different things happening, and I can't even do it, right?
He has that look. If you look at pictures of me where I'm not smiling,
yeah,
he has that face. It's like, it's almost like a mean mug face, but you're just staring because. And I forget about his, but the corners of my mouth make a little frown, so it just looks like I'm angry if I'm not smiling. His face is kind of like that.
He's a little intimidating.
Correct.
Yeah, he's a little intimidating. And then when he gets drunk, all of a sudden you look at him, his intimidating face starts cracking at the side, and he starts smiling and goes, I'm drunk.
3-4 beers.
No, not 3-4 beers. 2-3 beers.
2-3 beers. And an enormous amount of barbecue. I will give him that.
In his defense, right.
But you'd think that the barbecue, and he was saying it that night, that you'd think that the barbecue would actually slow down his intoxication. But right. really, actually, I think it numbs you a little bit. Exactly. I think, I mean, other than there's probably alcohol in the barbecue sauce, which is delicious. Right. It's a family restaurant. Bring your kids. But
if you can bring kids to Hooters.
Exactly. That Applebee's thing would not go over there where they brought the kid to Applebee's and he got the alcohol.
Oh, right.
It's just in the sauce. Correct. I'm sorry. But
sorry, Spooky, but somebody on the chat room is calling you a three-beer queer.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Let me just say.
Stairs and queers.
In Spooky's defense, he told me before we got to Dinosaur that he was judging me based on the food at Dinosaur. And he said, you're okay in my book. You're okay in my book. By the end of the night, after that enormous plate of barbecue.
They were dating.
Now, he did profess his love to me, but in that not gay way. That's what he was saying.
Right. You guys are all, this is like the, you go over there and it's like the male version of not queer. Yeah. They all suddenly love each other, but, and everything's great because the food and the beer are so awesome.
We're tearing into flesh with our own teeth. I mean, off of bones.
You know what? If that's how Brokeback Mountain starts, touche! Touche!
That would be an awesome opening to Brokeback Mountain.
I'm like, now they should have put that in commercials. I wouldn't have been so homophobic. But every time that, I mean, I just assume, like, Spooky's a guy that lived a life, right? He was on, he was telling his stories. He's here, every story. He knows serial killers. He knows this, he knows that, right? You just assume.
And by knowing him now, we know a serial killer.
You just assume that drinking was part of it. But every single time he gets drunk, he turns to that level. He's surprised by it. He's slapping his face and like, my cheek's numb. and he gives us updates. His ears were numb. His whole face is almost numb. My nose is numb. Flick my nose. It's numb. He just has it. He closes his eyes, tilts a little bit like he's gonna fall over. Has this dopey smile on that's so hilarious. Opens his eyes. See us all staring. When he opens his eyes, we can't help but laugh. And he's not like embarrassed. He's like, I know, right?
It brings him back to his childhood. I mean, not that that's necessarily something he wants to go back to, but most people would want to go back to, you know, the point where they're just very euphoric. Right.
He said this. This is a quote. I close my eyes and the world moves just a bit.
He didn't say it in that gay voice.
Yes, I believe that was the voice. That was the voice. I think that's a recording, actually.
But then on the way home, people on the chat room, a couple of people don't drink, I guess, and they're saying that's why I'm glad I don't drink sometimes. And on the way home, we got stopped.
We took Spooky home, and then Matt comes to his drive-in, of course. And first off, Matt, you didn't have your keys.
Right. I accidentally, this is the first time I've ever been locked out of my apartment without my keys.
I call bullshit.
No, really,
but
really.
Keep going.
All I had were my work keys on me. My work keys. So, all I had were my work keys on me. So I ring the doorbell to my landlord's apartment, and the landlord's son, who's sort of like one of the caretakers of the apartment, he's a cool guy. He's like, "Yeah, no, it'll be no problem. Just give me a couple minutes to find the keys." And of course, Mally over here with the 2-ounce bladder has to use my bathroom on the way home. So we're waiting outside of my apartment for my landlord to, my landlord's son to come down with the keys to my apartment, and it just ended up feeling like an hour. But granted, it was only a couple minutes, but it felt like an hour.
It did, right?
I'll tell you what, it felt like an hour for me because I know that he's only going in to pee, and I'm like, hurry up, don't dilly-dally, I'm tired. So, and like 10 minutes later, you guys are still in there, I'm freaking out. So now I shut off the car, I put the keys, you know how they teach girls to do, keys in between the knuckles, and I, like, in my head, I'm doing scenarios. What if the guy has a gun? I'm ready.
Wolverine do it?
Yeah, it's three of us against the gun guy. I could
have come out and waited with you in the car.
What's that?
I could have come out and waited in the car with you.
No.
But no, she didn't expect us to take that's so long. She's true. Like,
no,
she
I'm
was
thinking
just
you guys
pee.
Are being held up and I need to go do something, like some sort of distraction. You guys take down the gunman, something. Right. You know what I mean? So that's why I had the keys in there and I'm going in and then Keith comes out.
I think that every time, like, I'll go to, say it's a parking garage, for example, right? Because there's movies about that shit. And, you know, it's your car by yourself all the way in the end. I'll put my key in between my things and I'm like, all right, he's going to come behind me. Then I kick him in the balls. Then I do that. I always
go through the scenario.
I always picture getting mugged if it's, you know, late. Or something like that.
Except when you're wearing an Elmo costume.
Right. Then you don't expect it.
It's true. I mean, this comes from surprise. You know.
Life lessons. But Spooky was sharing, you know, whenever he was here, was sharing all his, you know, his family dysfunction. which...
Oh, wait, no. But
I'm sorry.
We got stopped on the way home, and I don't have a good license. I know that. So if you're a cop, please don't pull me over. I don't have a good license. They're stopping everybody, and they go, ma'am, did you have anything to drink? And I'm like, and I'm trying to breathe out as I'm saying it so they can smell me. I'm like, not at all.
And I'm trying to breathe out, too, smelling like booze, because I'm in the passenger seat, and I go, I have... That's not against the law, though. So, basically, we can go.
And they let me go. And all I could think of is I'm so glad I don't drink. Yay. That's my little stupid
thank
story.
Thank you, Hemda.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Up yours.
No, absolutely. Thank you for allowing us to have a drunken craziness at Dinosaur Barbecue.
Right. All I'm thinking is I felt bad like I was the only girl there. And I'm like, what am I doing? These are three guys that want to go out for barbecue and beer. What is my problem? I swear to God, sitting in that seat. And it was tons of fun. And you guys are awesome. You don't make me feel like I'm the girl that always has to come with her boyfriend. And by the way, next time I will not come because I'm like, I realized that Keith and I hang out together a lot. And sometimes it's just boy night. And I try to stay out of it. But I don't know if I told everybody, but I was banned from Super Bowl because I slept through the last football game. So now I have to think of something girly to get out of the house. I try to say, hey, Keith, can I have a girly party upstairs in our bedroom? We're like, we'll watch the Super Bowl, but more for commercial. And he's like, then you guys will come down and start talking to us. I'm like, I guess that's fair because I can actually picture us doing it. Like, who wants water? I want water. You want to come with me? Okay, let's go downstairs. Hi, guys. What are you doing?
He brought his girlfriend. Right, why is his girlfriend here?
Yeah. And then that happened. Like, the first year that he was having a Super Bowl thing here, I was like, okay, I'll get out of the way. And he's like, no. And he does this no thing where I know that it's so it's so not a no.
Yeah, well, I answered in my way.
Right. No, it'll be fun with you here. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just leave. So I went to go see a movie with a friend of mine. And I come back, and I realize somebody brought their girlfriend. I'm like, somebody brought their girlfriend? And Keith goes, yeah, and fuck her for being there. I acted like she wasn't there. Because Keith's whole thing is...
Not to be mean, though.
No, it's not to be mean. It's not to be mean. The whole thing is, like, when all guys are around, you talk a certain way. And it's your fucking fault for bringing your girlfriend to a Super Bowl party. Now I'm still going to talk the way I
talk. And girls could be into it. If you're really into it, you can come. But you do have those girls that, you know, are only so into it. And then halfway through aren't into it. Like Patrice and... Andrea, for example, came to the 40s and Blunts party like halfway through. First thing out of her mouth, oh my God, this is disgusting. And for the next fucking, how long did they stay? Not long, but say they stayed like 20 minutes. They're just walking around disgusted.
Right.
Oh, look at that. That's a 30-year-old man with 40s tied to his hand jumping through a hula hoop while another dude throws it around. Another guy has 40s on his hand and is doing cartwheels in a wheelchair. Disgusting. Then it's not for you. I don't walk around Harlem going, look at all these tags on the walls. Disgusting. That's not for me.
Oh, you understand. They were showing up expecting you guys to be drinking out of crystal glasses.
You know what she gave me?
Velvet on the walls and you guys all wearing smoking jackets. And oh, the 40s and Blunts party. That's what that's like.
Is the picture at MySpace or not?
On the MySpace? Yeah. Of you with the 40 hands? Yeah.
So you see how we plan for our 40s and Blunts party. Okay, Andrea came to contribute to the party in a paper bag, a 22-ounce Heineken bottle, and you got, thank you.
Yeah, and you're like, look, there's only two things on the list for the 40s and Blunts party. This is not on the list. I'm sorry, it just didn't make the list.
And she's ready to cry. She's like, how can I go wrong with beer? I'm like, I can't explain how you did it.
And you know what? Girls should know about this.
I know nothing. This whole world doesn't make sense. I gave Keith beer.
Girls should know about this because we register for, you know, weddings and showers and whatever. If it's not on the registry, you know the person's going to get mad. 40s and Blunts, that's the registry. Right, get it right.
Right.
Next time you'll have to set it up at Target so that they know beforehand and you can pick those up on the way.
By the way, Patrice's birthday, I just found out from the chat room, is on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, well, let's say happy birthday now.
Happy birthday, Patrice.
Patrice, you're going to hang out with me because we're doing girly shit.
How many sweet years is that, honey?
I don't know. Yeah. Sorry.
She's a lady never tells. She's
never tells secrets of herself. Look at this. You go to the forums and, you know, she's whenever she's not on the show, she's...
Patrice?
Yeah. She's, you know, still dishing the dirt for everybody. But, you know, I'll just show you the fucking picture. This is the dude that was with Liza Minnelli, David Guest.
Okay.
Who they say is gay, and Liza Minnelli used to beat him up. Can you see this?
Yeah, yeah, I see him. I see him.
And this is the brat.
Are they an item now?
And this is them kissing.
Ew.
Yeah, but isn't the brat gay, too? Isn't she a man? That counts. I mean.
So he's a woman. She's
a man.
No offense,
the brat. Don't hunt me down.
I guess that does make sense. That's good logic. Yeah.
That's just crazy. She's the chick from The Surreal Life. That
when does his
will
rap
tell
record,
it like it is.
When does his rap record come right? out?
Whenever she says.
She definitely wears the pants.
Yeah. Patrice will be 27 on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, okay. But I was going to say, you know, Spooky's talking about a sibling rivalry, and we're just getting emails and messages on the forums about people's hard knock life and tough times, blah, blah, blah. Here's Space Boy from the forums. I was taught not to fight with girls as well, and there were dire consequences if I fought back with her, my sister. Every day we had at least 2 or 3 hours between when we got home from school and before my parents came home. When I was about 8 and she was 12, she freaked out on me and hit me in the face with a tennis racket.
Oh my God.
And she just laughed at me, taunting me. Go ahead, hit me, and I'll tell mom or worse, dad. So instead of getting my ass in trouble, I went upstairs with a towel over my bleeding nose under the pretense of going to stop the blood, saying, yes, you win, I concede. He doesn't remember what the argument was about. Once she calmed down and was in another part of the house, I snuck across the hallway and opened up every drawer in her bedroom and bled all over her clothes, every single fucking piece of clothing she owned. Something that might be worse than bleach.
Except, you know what? You can't do this on a stranger because that leaves your DNA.
Right, right.
So bleach is better when you're doing it to your roommate.
It took her
a week. That's a little tip of fucking people over.
It took her a week to clean all her clothes quietly in those 2 hours so my parents wouldn't notice. I love spooky stories as well.
Thank you.
My head. My fucking head. I'm feeling it too with these headphones on now. I think I have the most dented skull in America.
And you keep shaving your head too.
And I shave it to check. I'm like, I think that's a new bump.
I thought it was to accentuate the dents.
People think it's just to be lazy. One less thing to work on.
It kind of is though.
No, it definitely is. I remember the first day I shaved it, and I was like, I don't know if I like it. And then,
well, when I first met Keith, he actually combed his hair every day. And
I was,
before we
I
would
was
leave,
crazy about it. I was like a woman, like.
It wasn't to the case of
don't
woman.
Don't touch the hair.
I was surprised that you would comb your hair before we leave. You would like look in the mirror and do some sort of hair thing.
Right.
So yeah. So when you shaved it,
and enough hair to use a brush. I used like a woman's brush. Right.
Are well, any brush to use a woman's anybody? Brush.
Right. Right.
Were you rocking the Fonzie? What did you
no,
have?
No, it really
on?
Wasn't. No. It was just longer hair than now. It wasn't long hair at all.
And we went somewhere, and I forget where, and I think, I don't know if it was a concert I was at or something like that, but some kind of stadium setting in a way, like bleachers or whatever.
And this is after you shaved your head.
Right, and some dude is sitting in front of me with, like, these fucking big golden locks, right? And yeah, I guess if I thought about it, I would be like, that's nice hair or something, but I was just thinking, like, wow, you don't fucking get it. How long did that take you? I can sleep and wake up, there's no hair, you know, going the weird way. This itch is done. Done. I scratched my head. Didn't mess up anything. I love it. I love a shaved head. And when I worked at the restaurant, you know, right across the way, the Jewish restaurant, and I don't know if it's a Jewish thing at all. Maybe the women are in control. I don't know. But a lot of dudes, a lot of customers were like, oh, how is that? I'm like, I love
right.
it. I would love to do that. There's no way I'd be allowed. I would love to do that.
That's
and
so
I'm like,
retarded.
Shrug. It's awesome. It's awesome.
You know what you should have added to that? Shrug. And I date one of you guys. And she let me do it.
but you shake her hand.
Well, how about you first work on fucking her normal and not through a sheet. Then work on other things you can get away with.
What do you think would happen first? The shaved head or the fucking not through a sheet?
I was I was Frosty today, and Frosty the Snowman, and that helmet, big head has, you know, a circle thing that goes on top of your head and just fucking poking. And
you
I was dizzy. I was dizzy after like 2 hours with one break.
For your DVD release, we should bring a big head costume just so everybody sees what you go through. They should all try on the head and see like the damage that they can do to your head.
Kind of like when you're in the Army and you're basic training and you have, you know, 3 seconds or whatever to put on a gas mask. That's what you got to do with the helmet. You know, pass it around. Go, put it on now. You don't have time. Kid's coming. You're going to scar him for life. You're Winnie the Pooh. Be the Pooh.
I'm Bee's the fucking Pooh.
It's as bad as tear gas when the kids are coming.
I get some ass grabs, though, in those costumes. If I stand up.
From mothers?
From mothers. You know what? It was all fucking adults at this party. What was that fancy hotel? It's Fancy Pants.
The Regis?
Regency?
Regency.
Fucking fancy. But anyway.
It was on Park Avenue.
But it's a party for the workers. It's all adults.
You can tell, by the way, right away that it's a party for the workers. Because first of all, if you're at the Regency Hotel and you rented a room there, that's a fancy party and you're supposed to have fancy people there. These guys were not fancy people. These were the people who changed, you know, your bed sheets and blah, blah, blah. So right away when you walk in, you're like, okay, this is not a party for fancy people. So this must be the people who work there. So it was all adults, 100 adults. And all I had to do was take pictures, Polaroid pictures, of Keith in a frosty suit with whatever guest wants to take pictures, slide it in a frame and give it to him.
Right.
The best job ever. Well, not for you, but for me.
No, it wasn't bad. Most of it was sitting down. You know, I wasn't walking around. The worst is when you have to take pictures with kids and keep kneeling.
Right.
And I have the bad knees. That's bad. But standing there and, you know, girls, the women are putting their arm around you. They keep, throughout the, I don't, I maybe because they're getting more drunk. But throughout the night, the arms kept going lower and lower until they both knew they were grabbing ass. They knew it. This is Frosty's ass.
Because they think it's so cute they grab his nose as if it's his penis. It's
right.
Frosty's nose.
Look, and they're stroking Frosty's nose.
Put it in their mouth in the photo.
Yeah. Seriously. Like they get more and more frisky, and they think it's like their way of flirting with almost nobody. Right. Like they feel it's asexual.
Right. It's almost like, you know, doing it online. Flirting online. You know what I mean? But whenever
they
leave,
funny.
What I do is I quickly take my hat off and I go, look at my face. Know that.
Some girl was like,
I am a person. Recognize me.
Some girl was like, I really need to see his face. I really need to see his face. Can I see your face? Can I? Like, this weird.
Yeah. If I gotta know.
It's just weird. Like, she's
if it's,
a.
If it's,
what are those things called?
Cage under
plushies?
The...
Somebody saying furries.
Right. Furries?
Plushies.
Yeah, furries. Yeah,
furries. Yeah. I think that she would fuck you in while you were in that costume.
Keith doesn't need to feel so bad about hitting his head. I'm a builder, and if the site is at the framing stage and there's temporary ankle braces everywhere, I hit my head at least once a week if I'm wearing a baseball cap. The peak blocks the view, even though I don't see them if my mind's on something else. Even the pros get it wrong sometimes, dude. Thank you. Thank you.
That guy doesn't wear a hard hat on site.
Sometimes he does it. And
okay.
So neither one of you learned the lesson ever, ever.
Is it bad that Patrice's comment about Tyra filling the Ricky Lake hole made me want to find somewhere private for a couple of minutes? Is that bad?
Is it bad? I don't know.
Boink on the forums writes.
That's a good name on the forums.
Oh, listen to this sickness. This is sick. In schools all over London, apparently, break times are seeing boys running into the toilets to masturbate furiously, collect their semen in the palms of their hands, then go out and find a younger child, then slap them in the face while shouting, seagull! They call this happy slapping.
No, I don't believe you.
This is in the news. London, a British court has passed the first jail terms on a gang of teenagers for a so-called happy... Good! It should be a federal offense.
That is illegal. Come on, that's gross.
I've heard that they also like try to use their cell phones to record that kind of stuff. I've never heard of the... I've never heard of the kids going into the bathroom first thing, but I've heard of like teenage kids going on like a bus in London and slapping like elderly and then videoing it with their cell phone.
Look up happyslapping.com. And if not, somebody buy it for us.
Happy slapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
A British court has passed the first jail term in which the killing... What? Whoa. A British court has passed...
I love how he never reads the article.
The whoa part.
It's not even the first sentence.
A kid slapping his jizz in another kid's face. I figured it's safe to say this will make air.
The woe is called for.
Hey,
okay, somebody has happy slappy January 28th, 2006. Word up, people. I ain't left ya.
Happy slappy or happy slapping?
Happy slapping.
Okay.
As we speak, the site is being built. Today, good free shit. The official happyslapping.com site coming soon, bitches. Vids, upload, download from your mobile.
Oh,
all kinds of crazy shit. Avatar pics, prizes, and more. Check it out, yo.
More things for kids to do so that they don't get a job in the future.
Dude, charge $1 to enter that site so it can go to your fucking court fund. Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
No seagull, no seagull.
That's right.
Kids in high school are already covering their nuts in their face. No Bromsky, no seagull, no Bromsky, no seagull. That's fucking sick. Thanks, dude. What's going on?
That's all he wanted to say.
That's it. He's protecting himself
good.
And running.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Call in to make sure to protect yourself.
A British court has passed the first jail terms of a gang of teenagers for a so-called happy slapping attack. That's in quotes. your face is red with shit on it, you know, with jizz. And somebody's like, happy slapping attack. in which the killing of an innocent victim is filmed on a mobile phone.
What?
Chelsea A. Mahoney, who was 14 at the time of the attack in October 2004, asked victim David Morley, quote, to pose for the camera before she took pictures of her friends, setting upon the 37-year-old former barman.
What?
Then she proceeded to kick him in the head herself.
I don't know if this is the same happy slapping they're doing in schools.
This is not the sequel.
No, I think this is about, somebody looked at it and they called it happy slapping. Now in school they're doing the happy slapping that I just mentioned.
Wow. Maybe we'll read the article and get back to you.
You know what? I don't even want to know anymore. These kids are jerking off in their hand and slapping you in the face.
That's so
I
sick.
Remember in school, I thought we were cruel. We would go down, see somebody, and punch them. We would just punch them in the arm.
Knock them into a locker.
Yeah. Remember those days? Nerd. Remember those days?
Solve that with your math, nerd.
Right. Right.
Somebody's quote is, I was convicted of a felony, happy slapping. You have to say that.
You have to explain that to the murderers and rapists in jail.
CSI, on the next CSI Miami, happy slapping.
You know, it's going to be there. Everything's like 3 years late on news shows. Somebody just wrote on the forums, you know, asking when we were talking about guys being on the DL, right? And that term
on the down low.
Means black guys, right?
Yeah, for some generally. Reason, it
for some
it's
reason means black guys.
It started off as the black guys right. being on the down low.
Or maybe because the author was black. Everybody assumes it means
the
black.
Author,
right?
The author's husband cheated on her with a man, and then she did some research, because you have to when you get fucked up. She did some research on it. Turns out a lot of black men in their community, I guess, feel like they can't come out being gay, so a lot of them right. are married and are on the down low. And down low is like more of a black term.
Right. What was my point?
I saw that I was losing you as you were looking at me.
The news is behind.
Shut up. That's in my head. Shut up. So, yeah, these shows are so far behind. So I bet you 3 years from now, you know, Ice-T will be figuring out Slappy Happy.
I just want him to show up on CSI, like CSI New York, and they're like, looks like the kid. He's a victim of happy slapping.
Yeah, because back in
What's
the day.
What's that, McGriff?
Because back in the
something
day.
Something that the kids do on the internet.
Judging Amy would have, like, everything. She had the rainbow parties on. Like, they would have all these, if you're right. wearing certain bracelets, that's how far you'll go with a boy. So all the stuff that was in the news was on Judging Amy, and I think Judging Amy's done. And that's right, everybody. I watch Judging Amy. I fucking love that show.
Finger on the pulse, Judging Amy, of society.
Too bad it's off now. We'll never get, no show will have the balls. No.
Slappy
like
happy.
Judging Amy's mother did. Oh, that's just disgusting. All the things that Ice-T sang about, fuck the police, shoot a cop in the face, and he'll look at like somebody that just got slapped, and he'll be like, that's fucking disgusting.
He's like, I wouldn't pay anybody to do that.
Hello, Keith and Hemda. So with the last episode, there's a whole lot of talk about jerking off. I'll tell you what, whatever episode she's talking about, she's probably right. Oddly, this allowed me to remember an interesting... Oh, this is a girl, Grishel. Oddly, this allowed me to remember an interesting story from my past that I thought I would share with you since you were talking about girls having the jerking off experiences. Most of the stories that come in are from dudes having, you know, sitting on a lap innocently, you know, a girl sits on the lap or climbs a rope and finishes. This is the woman's point of view. So I was working in a bar. Let's see how she scammed a guy, shall we? So I was working in a bar, and one of our DJs was moving away. So myself, my boss, and a couple others stuck around after hours and drank all night, partying it up. I was all of 21 years old then, maybe younger. One of the other folks there was this DJ from another dance club, most likely in his mid-30s. Not a bad-looking guy, really, and as the night progressed, he offhandedly flirted with me a few times. He said that the crowd didn't listen when I played, and I was very upset. I was not interested, so I didn't return any of his gestures, finding a newfound friendship with my gin and tonic instead.
How old is this girl?
21. She was 21 at the time. 7 a.m. rolls around, and we are all leaving the bar in the middle of winter. Now, up here in Canada, our winters can be pretty mean. I had no interest in walking home, and I went to call a cab. This DJ offered to drive me home. I asked my boss if, I'm paraphrasing, if she thinks it's cool. She said it's fine. The ride home was fine. He didn't try anything until we pulled into my driveway of the building I lived in. He began to talk a bit more provocatively. So I decided I wouldn't privilege him with knowing which apartment was mine, and I told him I'd be fine and be dropped off in my driveway. Good thinking. At this point, he made a move on me, which I passed on. I suppose this wasn't good enough for him because he locked all the doors and unzipped his pants.
That's so scary.
At first, I was a bit scared being a young girl all alone with this creepy DJ. He proceeded to stroke his penis right there beside me, all the while dirty talking to me.
Ugh.
Or perhaps to himself. I couldn't tell. His words sound like those cheap late-night pornos, and I quickly realized the best thing I could do was wait it out. He came within moments, unlocked the door like nothing was out of the ordinary, and I darted out of the passenger seat. Now, I don't know what makes some guy so desperate to whack off that he can't wait all of 10 minutes until he is alone to drop his pants. Oh, well, thanks.
What makes him not
oh,
be...
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks for the free therapy.
What makes him not be able to wait is that he wants to see your scared little frightened look
yeah,
that he was
that's
being
what.
So, that's why people jerk. You had one of those experiences that girls have on the train without the train.
It's
so
true.
Congratulations. Right. And by the way, on the chat, they just informed me that there is a Slap Happy 1 video. So
there is a video?
There's a video. Well, there's a porn. I'm sorry. There's a porn. I'm not sure what it's about, but it's called Slap Happy.
Porn industry, finger on the pulse.
I have. That's not something I want to rent and jerk off to. There's nothing exciting about it. I want to know, and I got to know it's real. It can't be rigged. It can't be. You know, you could get your brother, your sick, him the sick fucking brother, and I didn't
Michael.
See it because she wanted to, you know, leave the room.
That's so gross. It was so gross.
And this chick, they put a funnel in her ass and a funnel in her pussy, and I don't know what kind of internet show they have, but they're like, a raider writes in. He wants me to piss in both these funnels.
Ugh.
So, you know, that to me, that's not real. You didn't trick her and do it. She's ready. You know, she has her ass in the air with funnels in her pussy and ass. And she's like, mm-hmm, okay. What else did he write? You know, she's just waiting. No, I want somebody to be surprised in school. I want a real video from a real phone. And you know what? I bet over the weekend it's going to be at our forums. So make sure you guys check it
well,
out.
Well, here's the letdown about the video that I just said. They said it's just porn with Slap Happy, I guess with just the name Slap Happy.
Yeah, whatever. No.
We'll find a video. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll be in jail. Anything for the show. And then, guaranteed. We're in Time Out New York.
But why is it that other than that, the story that you just read, why is it that it's when it's from the female perspective, it's so much like a nightmare?
Right.
But the other guy, like the guy who climbed the rope, it's like, oh, this is pretty funny.
Because you know what? The guy who climbed the rope wasn't like, and then I climbed the rope, and as I climbed it, I was jerking it, and I saw that she was feeling so uncomfortable, and she knew that it was going to drop right on her face. This disgusting,
the girl story.
Innocent kid right. stuff, but like, this girl story is like, this is the most horrific thing you'll ever hear in your life. And that it is.
And the girl version, she loses her innocence. And the guy version, he becomes a man. Here's advice. We of course, do relationship advice because we are the power couple. Keith and Hemda, I've been friends with benefits. This is a girl. I've been friends with benefits with a guy for over 5 years. He recently asked me to move close to his place of work so that he could have a place to sleep and no longer commute 40 minutes to get to work.
You're officially an idiot.
He is only willing to pay the difference in rent, about $200, to what I pay now.
You're a whore.
And he refuses to co-sign the lease.
Oh, my God.
After more than 5 years, we've gotten to know each other on a more intimate level, and we do have...
Because now you do it in the butt?
...feelings for each other, but we maintain a relationship on the level that does not qualify as boyfriend-girlfriend. I'm going to tell you what I say. It's because he says.
Of course it's because he says.
By the way, our standing agreement is for him to visit on Suck a Dick Wednesdays. I love the guy, and I've never said no to him before. Yes, I'm a pushover. Well, you like the sex. There's nothing wrong with not saying no. I would love to move to this nicer area, have a nicer apartment, have better access to buses, take it in the butt, but he's not willing to put his name on paper.
That's in the email.
What do you think, like, as we're reading this to you, what are you thinking of this, if this wasn't you?
And he expects me to have food in the house for him.
Are you kidding? Is that a joke? Did you just make that up?
No, I swear to God, I didn't make that up.
Oh, you poor thing.
My fridge currently has nothing but condiments, all of which were passed on to me from my former roommate. Oh, good. Well, say those.
Well, you're not following those rules.
I'm torn, and I just don't know what to do, Rose.
I'll tell you what. This is, you ever watch, what's every stupid girl's favorite movie? Pretty Woman.
There's so many.
You ever watch Pretty
Head
Woman?
Was spinning. Spanglish.
Okay, shut up.
Not Fatal Attraction.
The Notebook.
Right, The Notebook.
Here's what's happening.
Which one are we going with again today?
Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Even in Pretty Woman at the end, the rich man offered a whore an apartment in New York so that he can keep seeing her, claiming that he's really into her. She rejected that offer. Now think about your dumb offer. Right. A whore. Right.
Yes, but that's Oscar winner Julia Roberts.
She knew the power behind those teeth.
She beat down that pollutant company in what is it, Aaron Brockovich with her breasts.
Here's some advice. Here's advice from the chat. Move to my town. That's what.
Right.
And then here's another.
I like steak kebabs.
And another dumb movie is Sleepless in Seattle.
Right. There's so many you girls have to reference. No, of course, the whole story is you're liking him more than just friends fucking, because that is weird. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. You're an adult now. You could fuck people, but you can't. You girls can't help it, no matter how strong and Sex in the City you think you are.
Look. You can do it. Hold on. Let me finish. You can do it, but you have to do it until somebody better comes along that you actually want to date. Understand that when you have a friend with friends with benefit, it's good. It'll let you release all your shit. You kind of feel like you have a male guy telling you that you're pretty and all that stuff.
But benefit isn't half of utilities.
Right.
However,
Make sure you keep dating other people.
Yeah, but as soon as the next guy comes along, just to take it down to the serious level.
Right, please. No.
As soon as the next guy comes along, if he finds out about this, he's totally going to resent her for it. So she shouldn't. You know,
what? Resent her for what? For sleeping with other people while she's waiting for him?
No. But if she doesn't cut it off like immediately when the other guy starts like dating her,
oh no,
he's gonna totally resent her. Of course.
Immediately what? Immediately when that guy promises her more than friends with benefits.
Yeah. That's what
you know
saying.
What I mean?
And then how do you
when it starts a relationship?
Right. Exactly. Okay. Okay. But then that's when you cut off your friends with benefits because you don't need that guy
anymore.
True,
but can she do that at that point?
Can she kick him out? Can she keep a fucking secret? Does that bring the next letter is going to be, I think it's going to bring closer if I tell my boyfriend that I used to fuck my roommate all the time. We were friends with benefits. We're not now. What's the problem? We're not now.
Can she say, like, if you move into this guy's house and he's paying part of your rent, you're going to start dating someone else and you're going to have to figure out how to pay your rent after you date someone else? Because understand, this is not going anywhere. So you are going to eventually have to figure out how do you explain that some other guy is paying part of your rent and that you cannot continue living there unless that guy is doing that. So you have to keep sleeping with him unless this new guy promises to pay half your rent. You are now becoming a whore.
Bottom line, Rose, is that you wrote it all in your letter. I don't know where I fucking just put it.
You may have crumpled it up and thrown it on the floor
in disgust. No, you wrote it in your letter. You're like, he's willing to pay the difference. He's willing to pay, you know, some of rent. You know, the difference in rent, about $200. You know, that you explained this. That, you know, you're explaining every little thing. You're explaining he refuses to sign the lease. You know, you're explaining he expects food. You're telling us everything. You already wrote down all the cons. You know, don't get me wrong. The pro of fucking is fine. He's gonna fuck you regardless.
That's true.
I say, if she
you're
really
falling into him, you're falling into him. He's obviously not into you.
You know what? If you're gonna be a whore, don't move in closer to him. Just take the money.
Exactly.
You're doing it for more money, right?
If she really wants to have some self-respect, though, make sure that, like, she should be in the control of the situation, not like,
he's so in control, man.
Exactly.
This dude is so in control
of
you.
If she has her own place and she's like, okay, you pay me $200 toward the rent, but I can afford it otherwise, that's a different story. Because
you're still
she's
being
not
a whore,
relying
yeah.
upon him.
Right. Ave women. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're making Keith and I
come
look good.
Come on.
You know what we were saying about races being disgusted by races?
Yeah.
By their own race? Henda's disgusted.
Please don't say you're Israeli on top of it. You know what? I'll give you Patrice's number. You can call her.
that
was from Cheetown Mac Tech. I took the joke from him. Thank you.
Do you guys, Matt? I don't like to say until I see how it's going. Do you want to take a break and then we'll keep doing more show?
You good for that?
I'm whatever you guys want to do. I'm
all fine. Right, we're here with one Matthew Bray. If he's your student at
NYU
NYU Film School, Keep listening. He's bound to say something embarrassing. check out keithandthegirl.com/chatroom. They'll give you the phone number to call in and all that. And we'll talk to you in five.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
But cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. They say beer will make me dumb. It aren't so good with pizza. Now that we have drunk some beer, let's go drive a car.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! That's not! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Holy balls, you guys on the chat room are cracking us up.
Who's I can't pronounce this name, but Brangelina. Oh, Brangelina says, poor DJ Quad, he can't happy slap.
It's true, it's a shame.
And then Blue Alien 47 says, his nurse could do it for him. It's a weird request, but
ready for Who Are News?
Who Are?
Need temporary help at your company's reception desk? One Japanese employment agency is suggesting you try recruiting a robot. Of course! What fucking country did you think it'd be? For just under 50,000 yen, or 240 pounds. Well, I still don't fucking know.
Is that how much the robot weighs?
Or 17 kilometers. 50,000 yen a month, a fraction of the cost of a human temp, the People's Staff Agency will dispatch Hello Kitty Robo, a robotic receptionist.
Why does it have to be Hello Kitty, these freaks?
Hey, look, because it has eyes like them. A robotic receptionist capable of sensing a visitor's presence, greeting him or her, and holding simple conversations. A Nagoya-based agency is also offering the services of IFBot, an elderly care robot that chats and poses riddles and arithmetical?
See, you're fired, and this robot is in.
What?
Arithmetical?
Problems to train the brain and help avoid dementia. Spaceman-like IFBot, which also quizzes people about their health, is aimed at hospitals and old people's homes. A spokeswoman for People Staff said it would cost more than 300,000 yen a month to employ a person for this type of work. What kind of work? To ask you quizzes? I'm in an office. I need information. I don't need a fucking crossword puzzle. But warned that the robots were not capable of doing everything human employees can do. Like take breaks and shit in drawers and have to eat.
And go down for a smoke break.
What if you show up and ask a question the robot doesn't know? Like, excuse me, robot, where are the stairs? The building is on fire. Hello, how are you today?
If train A is going 30 pounds... Football fans pouring into Detroit next week for the Super Bowl and related festivities can expect intense police security in and around Ford Field. How disgusting, by the way, that every single fucking field is named after a company. Three Rivers Stadium isn't named after Pittsburgh's three rivers. It's called Heinz Stadium.
Yeah, you know, the Jones Beach Theater.
And every chair is number 57. It's weird.
Jones Beach Theater is now the Tommy Hilfiger Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre. I'm going to go see...
Do they think that we like that? that I'm going to go buy more Tommy Hill clothes because you guys bought a theater?
It's really just a weird way of name dropping.
The big theater. Remember, there's in Times Square, there's that one theater by itself. And now that it's a stadium for concerts, it's the Nokia Theater. It's disgusting.
The bad thing about that is you can't bring cameras in it.
That's the irony.
Now, what if it's a Nokia cell phone?
with picture taking capabilities.
Do you get service?
No, do not bring it in.
Oh, what if you don't get service?
What they probably won't notice at the Super Bowl are half a dozen 4-inch high robots that will be deployed if police or military security agents notice suspicious vehicles around the stadium and want to take a closer look. The robots were made by Kuchera Defense Systems, a Somerset County firm.
Oh.
My hometown, with a long-term relationship with someone close to the Steelers. The idea of placing Kuchera's robots at the Super Bowl started with James Rooney, director of First Link, a University of Pittsburgh program that works with firms such as Kuchera to commercialize promising technologies for police, fire, medical, and other emergency responders. Mr. Rooney is the son of Steelers owner Dan Rooney. Last October, the younger Mr. Rooney approached National Football League security officials and arranged for Kuchera to demonstrate how the robot-controlled robots, which weigh about 30 pounds apiece, can inspect the underside of vehicles for suspicious materials.
Somebody asked if they look like Hello Kitty.
No, this is America.
Isn't Mr. Rooney the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
And now he owns a hell of a team.
Yeah, apparently.
That's a step up.
He's calling rolling. He's like, Bettis, mm-hmm. Bettis. Bettis. No, they're not there.
This is in the news. We're talking about we need a closing for Who Are News. Rau!
Humans United Against Robots.com.
The guy that won all the money in the very first Survivor.
Oh, yeah, the one that didn't report his taxes for $1 million.
This fucking idiot gets, they say, you didn't pay your taxes. You get told to pay your taxes. Then you pay them. Then he didn't pay him. Was warned again. Now, you can't. They're not going to ignore you. You know,
right.
You know,
because it's only one company that gave you $1 million, and you know that they're reporting it.
Right. Exactly.
So
right.
They're reporting the $1 million.
Plus, it's like one of the biggest shows on television. Still, who's watching Survivor Antarctica? But it's on.
Right.
And obviously,
I watched the first one. Swear to God, religiously. Yeah.
So I mean, it's obviously they're gonna make an example out of him. Pay your taxes.
So you know, then they tell him again. He ignores it. How are you gonna just ignore it? How are you just gonna ignore it? A Rhode Island jury voted survival champ Richard Hatch off to jail yesterday. And you know that
the
writer Helen Kennedy, you're just fucking creaming in your pants when you're typing this. Oh, that's good. That's going in my portfolio.
But I thought that he competed in some sort of physical challenge that made it so that he didn't have to go to jail, even if they voted him off.
He's going to have to perform a few physical challenges he's not going to like. Richard Hatch was sent off to jail yesterday for thinking he could duck the taxes on the $1 million he won in front of 50 million Americans.
That sucks.
Hatch, who vaulted to fame as the scheming faggot on the hit show's debut season, was found guilty of 3 counts of tax evasion and filing a false return. In a split decision, he skated on 7 counts of fraud for starting a charity for troubled teens, but using the $36,000 in donations he collected to remodel his house. Wow.
Oh, my God.
What an asshole. You starved and you did all that work, A,
yeah,
and now you're scheming. B, you have $1 million and you're scheming.
Off of kids.
Off of kids.
He's like, I had immunity. I had competed. I achieved immunity.
There's two things. America, he comes in with the tiki idol.
Isn't this how democracy works?
There are two things America doesn't like. You treating kids badly and Quaze. You're off to jail, sir.
I'm sorry. All these gay... Was he actually gay?
Yeah. He was the naked gay guy that just flaunted his dick and his gay.
I know that he was naked. He was out gay.
Yeah, he's out
gay.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
He's one of those proud ones.
By the way, gay community, you all should be mad about this because now there's going to be all these stereotypes about how, gays don't pay their taxes.
Right.
You need to make sure to keep this guy in check.
Every time, I really think, every time somebody does something douchey that's gay, it's in a judge's head, and it's one less vote for allowing them to get married. I'm dead serious.
He's certainly not helping.
Gays don't pay their taxes. Why should they marry?
Right, right. And give them a tax break?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving fuel for Bush's fire.
Hats 44 now faces a maximum of 13 years and $600,000 in fines.
Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be 6 years, and even that was a lot.
How much is taken out taxes, that $1 million, and now you have to pay $600,000?
I think it's at least half, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, when you're given money, like half of it is taken for taxes.
Calling him a flight risk, the judge ordered Hatch held until his April 28th sentencing, and he was marched off in handcuffs.
I tell you why he's a flight risk, because he could live in the middle of nowhere, so he can go there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, man. And this...
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, drop me off anywhere. I'll survive. Yeah. I'm a survivor.
He can drink his own urine and survive. I think he'll be okay. MCD007 on the chat room asks, is he Jewish too? No, you fuckhead.
picture all the puns they have ready for when he dies in jail. Aww. Survivor? Think not.
But when he gets out, he's gonna. If he does get out, he's gonna be like, oh, no, it was way easier than that show.
I think he's gonna say the show is easier than fucking jail. You know, there are no cameras on you.
That should be the new show. That's the new Survivor.
Oh,
right. Survivor San Quentin.
Who's that scumbag that makes all the shows? There's something about him. He looks shady. Mark Burnett. He should do that.
He should.
He's trying.
He'll do a live music score to,
you know what?
To San Quentin Prisoner.
He doesn't owe me a dollar. That guy's already trying. Please. Hatch, who often whistled going to and from court, reacted calmly to the conviction. Quote, Richard has been going through this now for 3 years, and he's prepared himself for this.
This is not an
island.
Of course
he's prepared himself for this. He's a faggot.
If you walk around naked in jail, really, it's not the same.
Keith, are you saying that he's trying to go there to meet guys?
I'm just saying, oh, that sounds terrible. I'm world renowned. Are they going to want to fuck me? Thank you.
Come on, you'd think that his life, that he'd have more relationship than that going on in his life now.
Mm. Oh, you know, about the Jewish thing, LD says if he was Jewish, they never would have caught him.
Oh. What does LD stand for? Learning disabled?
He really
no offense, LD. Don't be mocking me in the chat room.
No, LD,
we like LD.
Is this LD from the forums?
I
haven't
so.
Seen him in a while.
I think so.
He's a very cool guy. I don't want to say it stands for little dick. He's awesome. creepy custodian busted hiding a camera.
Oh, my God. LD just realized his name was Dick Hatch.
In perv news, a creepy custodian busted hiding a camera.
Perv news.
A creepy custodian busted hiding a camera in a pal's bathroom. Also made hundreds of secret restroom videos at two Brooklyn City schools
where he worked. Nothing is safe. Nothing is fucking safe.
Michael Conti, 46, of Staten Island, was nabbed Tuesday night, just 2 days after he was charged with planting cameras at a Long Island friend's house.
He gave you a hint. His name is Michael Conti.
News that his video library contained as many as 1,000 tapes from Brooklyn Technical and Westinghouse High Schools.
My brother went to Brooklyn Tech.
Maybe.
He might be on a tape.
Oh, my God.
Dating back as far as 10 years.
Whoa.
Oh, no, a little over 10 years.
Sent a shudder through students and faculty. Oh, my God, said Helene Harris, a social worker who serves at both schools. I hope I'm not on one of those tapes. This is so sick. You know what? Obviously, there's not a picture of this woman, but you see them all the time on the news. Oh, my God, that's gross. I bet they took a picture of me. No, you're safe, honey. Trust me.
You know what's bad about...
A guidance counselor?
She is a social worker.
Oh, okay.
But you know what's bad about this is now, well, everything. But now they also have to go through the tapes.
Right. I hope I'm not there. You hope you're the first one on the shelf with a star by it.
I will say this. The man is organized. He has, a library of a thousand?
I am porn addicted. What do I got, 25 on the computer? 1,000? You know, though, you do. You find, an old magazine you haven't seen in, a couple of years, and you're like, oh, my, let's see if you work. I forgot about you. And you do. So by the time you finish 1,000, you start at number one. You forgot. You forgot the 12-year-old was taking a dump. Slap happy. Slap happy.
He's going to work in the prison library.
If somehow he can turn in with his videos all the kids that are happy slapping, maybe he can cut a deal.
He could with happyslapping.com.
No, let me explain. No, we just doubled your sentence. No.
No, those tapes are copywritten. I'm sorry. They may be illegal, but they are copywritten.
No, they're actually for official use. He was doing it for us.
He's doing research.
In addition to making videos at Brooklyn Tech and Westinghouse, Conti also taped his mom and sister, a law enforcement source said. Now that's gross.
Just lock him up. I'm sorry. I was trying to even defend this man.
And he's probably like, God, a camera's a camera. I can't move it. I wasn't trying to tape my mom.
He's like, no, I didn't really mean to record that, guys. No, really.
The disturbing
007 said he probably invented happy slapping.
He was a janitor, right? The disturbing family footage was recorded from fixed cameras at homes in Staten Island and in Pennsylvania, the source said. So he was busted by putting a camera in a friend's house. Then they went in his house, found all these tapes. You know, once you're two days later, when this first made news, you got busted. Show's over. Burn the fucking tapes.
Well, no, I don't think
it's a little thing called my rights.
Those are valuable.
Do you know how much time that took?
But don't you think everything is
that
being
would be
recorded?
My life's work.
If I miss one, I might as well throw out the whole collection.
We were at that hotel today, and we got a room to change in. Like the thing was in the hall downstairs or whatever downstairs, and we got a conference room upstairs that's kind of like a room. And we're like, oh my God, they left us here. We have half an hour until we start. Everyone knows that's sex time.
Right.
But you just look around and you're like, that's got to be a camera. Right. That's got to be a camera. Right. That's got to be a camera.
All those mirrors, they're like, they're not all mirrors.
There's a bunch of guys smoking behind that,
you know,
in suits.
When am I ever going to be in a room at the Regency? You know, that's fucking five stars or whatever they count. Conti was charged in Brooklyn with two counts of felony unlawful surveillance, weapons possession. Sometimes the video is the greatest weapon. And endangering the welfare of a child. He was awaiting arraignment last night. Conti admitted to Suffolk County cops that he had also made tapes at the Brooklyn schools. NYPD detectives got a search warrant Tuesday for his home, and that's when they found all the tapes. Jerk off. No pun.
You know, everything is being recorded. For example, Noah says, we're being recorded right now.
What? What?
What? Is that what these microphones
Shh,
are?
Don't tell Matt.
And more.
I thought we were just hanging out, guys.
I think the setup's weird how you're talking to me, but
I can't hear you except through these headphones.
When we first started,
you're some kind of who's the guy from The Aviator?
Oh, I don't know.
He's just a fucking weirdo, and you got to talk to him and shake his hand a certain way, and he's like, "That's what I thought you were into, some weird bullshit." the microphone scream is for my germs.
When we first started, and actually even till now that I think about it, Keith and I would have conversations, let's say, on the way home from, you know, hanging out with a whole bunch of people. We're talking about everything, and he's like, God damn it, can we hook up mics in the car? We just did a whole show on the way home.
We got to talk later.
You could hook up mics in the car. Okay. But then if somebody takes your car, well, I guess that would be another show.
Please, we just figured out these mics, if we even figured it out.
Right.
Looks figured out.
Yeah,
to me.
For all the fucking work, you guys have been following the show, though. For all the ins and outs and work and new mics and mixer and doing this and that, how do you have the time to keep fucking with mics? You know, you go home, you look on your internet for the camera you planted in the school, and it's like, oh, that wasn't right. It would take like five times to fix a camera right.
I don't know that he's looking
to be professional.
No.
He's not. I bet it's all high def. I'm telling you right now.
You don't think he's looking for sponsorship?
I don't think he's looking
he's
to
trying
put,
to get a cinematographer job.
He's got three different angles in the bathroom, and now he's hiring Matt to put them together so he can have a DVD screening.
Yeah, he came to me. I was like, look, I don't know where you got this footage, but I'm going to the paper.
Hey, wait till the ending. Ah! Was that? What did he just hit him with? Oh, that's gross. In more queer news, former Ranger claims he served as Aiken's claymate.
Ew.
Who's that guy from American Idol? What's his name?
Clay Aiken.
An ex-Army Ranger told the National Enquirer about his alleged motel romp with Clay Aiken.
This is a football guy saying it?
Close. A former Ranger. An Army Ranger. America's finest.
I thought it was Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I was just going to say that.
He got confused by Never Leave a Man Behind.
Yeah, that's not the... that's not the policy of American Idol, not Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Mm-hmm. That's ask and tell everything.
Right.
Hello, OnStar. I've been happy slapped. That was from 007.
Recently? Former Army Ranger John Paula swore he wasn't going to sell out singer Clay Aiken when we... Look at him. And they show Clay Aiken singing in the paper. And, you know, he's just feeling it and he has his arm out, but his hand is in that fey way when you go like, that guy's, you know, a little. That's the way they had to take his picture.
They have fucking to look country, for that picture.
This country will never accept gays ever. Ever.
He slowed down the video to find ever. That one. He was mid, like, grabbing some change out of his pocket.
Right, right. former Army Ranger John Pallas, whose buddies in Iraq are real fucking proud of him, swore he wasn't going to sell out singer Clay Aiken when he contacted him last week about rumors that he'd had sex with a supposedly straight American Idol star. Well, come on, supposedly gay. Everybody's saying he's gay.
The only people whose heart he's breaking is the housewives in middle America right. that are like, that's oh, true. No, he's just happy.
Yeah.
He's just a very happy right. man.
He's clean. And
like we all didn't yeah. know.
They couldn't pay me enough to have my pics of the super on the supermarket stand, the Army guy said at the time. I'm not the type of guy that would make life difficult for anyone. But that was then. Turn to page 10 of the new National Enquirer, and there's shirtless John Paul. Shirtless. See? I am gay. I wax. What a kind of
is
wax.
Is that proof of homosexuality?
Yeah. No, I did it. Look.
Look, there's a photograph of me with my shirt off.
And he's talking about his alleged hotel romp with the 27-year-old Aiken. On December 16th, using the screen name of Valley Pretty Boy, Clay sent him his first instant message. Paulus claims. Who was Valley Pretty Boy?
This is really know. In
Which
the news.
One?
Yeah. They're really quoting yeah. instant messages.
He could,
his first instant message was, "Hey, LOL.
You know what?
How are you?
LOLs."
He contends that after a month's correspondence, Clay admitted he wanted a discreet BF.
What's that?
I guess boyfriend.
A discreet
boyfriend.
What does that stand for? But that, newspaper?
So I said, you live in a mansion. What if I join you and I pay half of utilities? We can still keep it on the low.
Just $200 more onto the rent.
What's the big holiday coming up about love? That
Valentine's
I should know.
Day.
Isn't it a Saint Valentine's Day? Oh,
there is a Saint. Yeah,
I think there is. I think it's there a Saint.
He's trying to say that you shouldn't get me anything because it's really Catholic.
That is absolutely true. And as a Jew, you do not celebrate that day.
Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure we're not celebrating it. In fact, I'm pretty sure that Spooky is Keith's date for that day.
Oh, I think that Spooky is Keith's date for that day, and I believe that we were doing a little bit of a warm up for that date last night when we were at Dinosaur Barbecue.
Yeah, Matt also
Matt beat me.
I just wanted to bring that up for a couple of reasons.
And then I'm hoping, of course. It's like watching, you know, football
this
teams.
Is, by the way, explain what is that? It's arm wrestling because Spooky was the first guy to beat Keith in arm wrestling, which...
Well, not in the world, of course.
First person in the world.
The first in front of me, and that made us start going back to the gym, and right. then Matt yesterday arm wrestled Keith.
And every check the forms, everybody's got their money on fucking Spooky. Do me a favor, me in Pittsburgh, don't believe.
And it turns out I might be around for the festivities of the new arm wrestling thing. And I don't mind going to Nice Guy Eddie's for Valentine's Day, because I tell you what, Valentine's Day is a shit holiday where they force people to spend way too much money. Flowers die and they shouldn't be marked up that much, and it's just not fair.
Well,
thank you, Hallmark. I will say this, though, just to be fair, I did also arm wrestle Spooky and lose to him. He is a tough match, but I will say,
with
the right training and regimen,
yeah.
you may bring him
will
down.
Will you be my trainer?
I don't know if I can be your trainer, but I may guest referee.
Will you help me make a training video?
Only if the training is for happy slapping.
That was the gayest thing yet.
If my arm's so good.
No. We're not actually happy slapping each other.
No, not at all. But
we're going to happy slap other people.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're like, I got to go into this alley by myself. Right? And you're thinking of all the things you do when a robber attacks you. I quickly jerk off in my hand, and I'm ready to go. And I have a strong arm because I was using it to arm wrestle.
Exactly. Method.
Can I just
You're
say,
doing a method. You're mm-hmm. getting in the moment.
Right, right.
I want credit. I've been training you, babe. Is that too...
No, that's fair. I don't want to be trainer. I'll just be guest referee.
I've been going, wake up, gym time.
Oh, yes, you have.
Let's go. Yeah. I said really, 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. You can show up at the gym. Who wants to arm wrestle?
I do things like your mom would do. I'm going to leave without you. Mm-hmm. 5 more minutes and I'm going to leave without you.
And I'm not hearing the I'm going to leave without you. I'm hearing the... when I come home, I'm going to talk about how you didn't go all fucking day. That's what I'm hearing.
And he makes up things like a child. He's like, but we need to do a show today. Yes, if we don't. And this is the thing. If we don't work out first thing in the morning, afternoon that we wake up, we're not going to do exercise. But if we don't do a show right as soon as we wake up, we'll still do a show because we're more committed to the show than working out. You're welcome.
It's more meaningful than an arm wrestling challenge. However, in the days when they become shorter, you may have to do more arm wrestling.
Moonlighting, candles, flowers, romantic music. A sack full of sliders? What?
I love that one.
I'm a journalist. By the way, not one, two. So congratulations to Christina Boyle and Jonathan Lemire of Daily News. Thank you for this story.
You sound like Scooby-Doo when you get all fucked up. What?
White, that's right. White Castle wants couples who love Little Burgers as much as each other to share Valentine's Day romance over a bag of belly balms.
Can I just say, if you love your significant other as much as a small burger, you may have some issues you need to work through.
But I have to say, like, if...
I want
to
know... I'm sorry.
I've never eaten at White Castle, by the way. But if I really liked White Castle and we, on our first date or somehow we met at White Castle, it's so on for Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know, and now they're doing what they're doing. I don't know if you're going to read it or if you just...
If you got your first blowjob in a White Castle bathroom...
This might be special for you.
I wish, like, it's, you know, two people wrote this, Christina and Jonathan, and I wish, like, it said to share Valentine's Day romance over a bag of belly balms. This should be like one of those footnotes of the one, and everything that was one, Jonathan wrote. Everything that had clever thing that has a two, that's from Christina. A sack full of sliders, Christina's. They're even taking reservations. Some people come for a laugh, but most have a story to tell about their first date at a White Castle. Or maybe they went there after the prom, said Kelly Collins, a marketing supervisor who's just trying to fucking keep a job. Who said in other cities, some dates arrive blindfolded or in limos. Oh. Of course blindfolded, dude.
No, that's the opposite of what you want to do. Because if I'm blindfolded, I'm expecting something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's not White Castle.
Oh, you'll see. Do you know what I do at home? Maybe I got her something, you know, small or something at a store. And I'll be like, oh, I got you a gift. Really? What? What did you get? You said you wanted a tiny notepad to fuck me.
He always like and I do.
Oh, you
want to
hear some? What? I ended up taping Fat Club after all. Oh fuck.
They bring you blindfolded because I have eaten at White Castle. I have had the pleasure of dining on some sliders, and I will say, like, they're going to bring you blindfolded because. There's all that bulletproof glass, and that's not what you want to show up to see on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, you know what? These are White Castles in the city, and yeah. you get scum in White Castles. That glass is thicker than post offices and banks, man.
Way more.
That's true.
You know, like, you know, they have that. There's like banks have glass, and they have that little thing where you can slide your money in back and forth,
kind of like
Subways have. Yeah. White Castle doesn't even have that. They have that turn thing.
Yeah, like, turnstile.
That you got to put your shit in there, turn your money around. They put your take and put your food in there and turn that around. Happy Valentine's Day.
Let's not get shot.
Actually, the real reason why you would want to blindfold someone and get them into White Castle because they wouldn't go in there on Valentine's
Day
otherwise.
Next month, the fast food chain famous for its bite-sized burgers, which, by the way, when I was young, and it, of course, was a drunk thing. You go at 4 in the morning or 2 in the morning or whatever, and I thought it was great. I did think it was great. Now I'm an adult, and it loses its appeal, drunk or not. It is terrible.
Because you're allowed to have it now.
Maybe because I'm allowed to have it now. I don't know. But it's terrible. It's not good. And you know what? You people on the forums are going to say it's good. Rate your age next to that comment. It's not good.
Yeah,
it's
and shit. Tell us you're not high.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm telling you, that used to be their marketing campaign. I remember seeing it on the trains. It was, what do you crave?
Right.
Clearly, craving is in reference to somebody getting smoked up and then later on having to go get White Castle. Right. Oh, let's go get White Castle, guys. Yeah, great idea.
I haven't seen the movie Harold and Maude Go to, or whatever.
Exactly.
Harold and Maude go to White Castle.
That's a better movie.
That sounds good. It's a weird.
Pitch that.
It's a weird love they have, bordering on weirdness. And they love White Castle. But I didn't
see
that movie. But I'm guessing weed's involved. I bet you there's a few jokes about the ganja.
Exactly. White Castle has no problem just exploiting any holiday or any type of group of people who do any kind of narcotic.
Next month, the fast food chain famous for bite-sized burgers will offer a Valentine's Day experience, a far cry from the $150,000 extravaganza offered at the Buckingham Hotel in Midtown that was profiled in yesterday's news. And then they just repeat the whole news story to take up room. That romantic getaway featured a private jet, penthouse suite, Nobu dinner, champagne, and Fifth Avenue shopping
spree. Oh, you know what? I was skimming through that article, and I thought they were giving away that prize.
Have you ever been in White Castle?
That's true.
You want to talk about customer service? A+.
I will say, I may go alone if they come and serve it to me on a plate. And there's a waiter there, and he's French. Or, you know, something.
He has to be French.
Hey, don't ask me.
They mean Valentine's Day, but VD at White Castle, I believe you, means 49-cent hamburgers you can buy by the sack.
It means something else at White Castle.
Canoodling couples will arrive at the franchise of their choosing, 48 in the New York area are participating in the promotion, and be greeted at the door by a hostess dressed to the nines.
Oh, that's like the job that you had that you got fired for.
Right, right. Instead of where I'm, yeah.
Like where it doesn't make sense for you to wear a suit, but somehow you're wearing it.
I'm at Pay Half, the shitty clothing store that's across from the Apollo Theater, dressed in a tuxedo. Coupon.
Surprise, you got fired that day. Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're the hostess at White Castle, you may not want to make long-term plans for this gig. Because you may not be being the hostess at White Castle for too much longer than that.
Right. You know what they're going to do next year, I think? They should have like a singles and you meet people at White Castle. Although
that would be the plan.
But I bet there'll be a lot more guys than there are girls.
And I'm sure that's where you find a good man.
That's true.
You know what?
That in church. That in church.
Right.
You know what, though? Where did you and I meet, Keith? At, like, the shittiest shit. I saw someone drink their own pee in the place that we met.
You know what, though? It's still...
Survivor?
If I have to say what's better, where we met, a performance arts space is still better because you do have your wackos.
You're on the way,
but you do have you're kind of like it's kind of a place for open minded people. Now 99% of them are wackos. That's what open minded means nowadays.
Just because they rub feces all over themselves,
right.
Not
call it
not
art,
performance
right.
art.
Right. I said hi to Hemda, and she didn't say. Yeah, but are we truly free? Think about it. And I was like, you're normal. You're normal.
There was a moment where we had to test each other. Are you like? It's almost like we were poking each other to see if we were okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I like to draw sometimes. Oh God, with your pee blood.
Have you ever watched television? Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Okay, shh. Yeah. We can't tell anybody else.
The lovers.
Oh yeah, a lot of people are all like, well, I never watch television.
Shoot your TV.
Okay.
There's nothing good on there.
Right. Nothing.
Nothing with all these HBO. Anyone ever watch HBO?
Right. I mean, nothing good's on TV.
I'm what you I could say that I guess I'm what some people call a snob about certain things in terms
sure.
of
yeah you're pretty artsy
art. Yeah. Right. But I mean I'm not out of control. I'll watch a good Harold and Kumar myself anytime. But at the same time, there's good stuff on TV. Even if you are a snob, I'm sorry. There's some
That's
stuff
true.
That is good.
You don't watch Channel 13, the Discovery Channel.
I mean,
there's some incredible stuff on there. Yeah. What about those guys on? I think it's a Discovery Channel. I've watched it a couple of times. Where MythBusters.
Exactly.
That's not for morons.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That's really
Correct.
Fucking cool.
I mean,
cool.
Granted that I want to watch people blow stuff up on that show, but at the same time, yeah, it's an educational show. You learn how to make beer the coldest, the fastest on that show. It's true. You can learn that. That was literally on the show.
What is the fastest?
What is the fastest way? Is to put it in ice with salt in it. That's the quickest way.
In the
way.
Beer? Or
in the ice. That's the quickest way.
Ice with salt.
If you put it in a bucket of ice
with salt.
Because
the salt will melt the ice?
The salt raises the freezing temperature of the ice.
Wow.
And it
I didn't know you can get...
It makes it colder faster. It makes it colder faster because the coldness of the ice releases apparently faster. I don't know the science of it, okay? I'm sorry.
We give our guests buckets of beer, and with that information, our buckets of beer are going to be world-renowned.
Oh, I love it.
You don't put any ice.
You don't put any water? Just ice.
No, you put ice and you put salt in it. That's the way to go.
All right, from now on, the buckets of beer. We have green buckets of beer. Keith has his bucket of beer full of Budweiser. What's your bucket of beer full of?
It is now full of one of our founding fathers, Samuel Adams beer. and actually, that's actually a lie because it's no longer full of that. the empty bottles are here on the table, and I have one left here. Although I'm not saying I want another one. No one needs to leave, but I'm good.
I started with beer. I ended with wind chimes. Cling, cling. The lovers will then be escorted to their cloth-covered, candle-lit table as romantic music is piped in. People love this, said Collins. How do you know? Well, maybe not everyone. I wouldn't dump him, but I would laugh and say, let's leave, says Edie Sherman, 26, who has been with her boyfriend for 7 years. I wouldn't dare for Valentine's Day. Any other day I would, but not Valentine's Day, said Mike Mazzeo, 20, whose girlfriend was pinching him in the ass as he was doing this interview.
Leave her now. She has no sense of
and
humor.
And that's exactly what the next quote is. What would she tell her girlfriends? And that's all
the thing.
It is.
Whatever.
That's
leave
the thing.
Her now.
Girls would be more okay with not doing anything for Valentine's Day if there wasn't the question the day after, like, so what'd you get? So what'd he do? That's a lot of pressure for guys, and it's a lot of pressure for girls, too. Because you know what? If I was a guy, I would not be able to figure out what to do, because it's always like, let's go to the fancy restaurant because we have to, and let's, you know, do some sort of horse and buggy or something.
When the relationship starts, it is incredibly important. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with the fucking chick's friends. All the chicks got to. I really think I got hemmed up a little more because her friends like me. Is that true or false?
First of all, I'm not sure that my friends like me.
Really? Is that true? Really? Never mind.
Let me tell you something.
Fuck them.
My one friend who you lived with for 2 months, she gave me daily reports on how much beer you were drinking and was asking me because she was wondering what the fuck. You didn't have a job and you were drinking beer all day. And she was like, so, and she's trying to be very diplomatic about it. And she's like, do you think this is okay? Like, do you think I find a job? And I'm like, God damn it, this fucking sucks. It's well, you know, he's working on his art. I'm an asshole. Let me write into a show so they can tell me what a whore I am.
I think it will work out, but, and you're rating all the cons.
Yeah, only Andrea liked you in the beginning.
Because
you would come in, make some jokes, and leave. You would pick me up from work and stuff.
So you know what? I take that back and take your bitch to White Castle. Fuck them.
But yes, make nice to her friends.
It's enough to make Bridget Jones give up Siggy's and Chardonnay. This is from Mark Elwood. I want to say their names because they're so proud of their writing.
I am a cunning linguist.
This Valentine's Day might be the first year when it's more chic to be solo than stuck in a couple, thanks to a slew of products expressly aimed at out and proud singletons. And
what, vibrators?
This is the one that really hit me. Take the single ringin', singleringen.com, which, like a mood ring for your love life. Forget eyelash batting to entice that hot guy from... I'll explain. That's how I got her. Forget eyelash batting to entice that hot guy. We did. We were in that performance art space, and I just burped from across the room like a mating call. And she burped back, and I'm like, keep burping. I got to find you.
You guys are like humpback whales.
They got louder and louder until we're fucking in a corner.
And all you hear are burps.
Now that's Valentine's Day.
Forget eyelash batting to entice that hot guy from across the room. Wear this blue band as a coded mating call that says you're available.
Oh, man.
What does red mean? Blowjobs in the bathroom?
Isn't it bad enough I got my tits all squished up by my neck and you know I'm drinking
I honestly
got a short skirt on?
Never notice rings, first off.
Me too.
Never. I never know if a girl's married or not.
Me too.
Ever. How am I going to notice this fucking blue? And you know what? And then guys are just going to be perverted to you and you're going to be like, it's called an emerald, jackass.
Yeah, learn some stones, shiny things, okay? Right. We're cave people.
Celeb divorcee Juliette Lewis is a fan, as is 24-year-old Manhattan art director Lisa Ramsey. Oh, if they are. She wears her single ring in constantly, more for the cute color than anything else. Then that's called being a fucking tease. More for the cute color, not for guys' attention.
You just lost everything that you were trying to sell us on. You just lost it.
It's cute.
And says it's the best conversational starter. Yeah, you like to fuck?
Why don't you wear different shades of blue on how far you want to go on the first date?
Why don't you wear a Keith and the Girl t-shirt on Wednesday?
Exactly. Thank you.
And says it's the best conversation.
By the way, keithandthegirl.com/store.
It's great if you want to date around because if someone asks about it, I can then say, I'm single. If they don't know what it's for, where are they shut the fuck up. You dumb. I'm done.
What is this metal thing with stone encrusted into it?
Wow.
What does that mean?
Girls are dumb. Girls. girls are dumb.
I can't even defend this.
I'm going to say people are dumb on the
I'm going to say that a guy made this up.
That's probably true.
So,
but girls followed it along. So
I guess they're the ones that bought it, and this guy is a genius.
All right, you ready to bust out of here? I can't. If I hear one more girls being dumb story, a serious.
No, not the Oprah thing.
Oh, okay, got it.
That's guy being dumb, though. That's guy being dumb.
All right,
that's
we'll,
fair.
Yeah, we'll show both sides.
This guy, James Fry, that I think everyone at this point heard about, wrote a memoir. He wrote this book that Oprah put in her book club, and then turns out, what's that website that, oh, thesmokinggun.com revealed.
Who fucking tells on people?
Seriously.
They take this.
Well, they're called the Smoking Gun. Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, I remember when that started, and they took it like it was National Enquirer, okay? Now, CNN references that as a reliable news source. Like, remember when the Drudge Report was a joke, and now, you know, NBC comments is like, as the Drudge reported.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
the fuck?
That's because all the other news have now become the Inquirer.
Correct, correct. You're absolutely right.
Bat Boy was apparently on NBC last night.
So this guy, the Smoking Gun said that he exaggerated his stories and some of them are not even true. And then now everyone's starting to talk about it. And Oprah actually stood up for him when he was on Larry King.
Right.
And she called in and said, and we've spoken about this before, but just to recap, right. She called in and saying, you know, it's a story that that moved people anyway, and it doesn't really matter.
What's
that
the plot of this book? He was a drug addict and went through crazy shit, was in jail for a long time,
yeah,
saw somebody
and
die.
He went through shit, and now he's a better person, and it's like this motivating book that Oprah thought was awesome, and she gets a lot
enough
of letters
to make the book club.
Right. So now she's saying, you know, it doesn't matter that it's not all completely true. And you know, she was told it was a memoir. That's how she goes on it. And everyone should pay attention to this book anyway because it's great. Then she took it back. She apologized profusely. And here we go. Apparently, here are some of the stories that weren't right. He said in the book that he was in jail for 87 days, but actually he was a few unshackled hours in Ohio police station.
He's in jail for 3 hours.
No, guys. No, I drove my motorcycle home backwards doing wheelies, and I got in jail for a couple years.
We had a guy in high school, Chris Castile, and
I've heard this name before. This guy's a fuck up.
He had a just this weird speech thing that I'll do. You did it. You don't know. You don't know, but trust me, it's dead on. It's like the only voice I can do. It doesn't matter. None
that
of you
and
know.
Scooby Doo.
Right, right. So, just exaggerate everything, but exaggerate as he's telling the story. He's like, "You have a free will. I got a free will too, but I take my free will and I jump over five, six bushes.
Oh,
I jumped over 10 bushes yesterday with my free will." I was like, okay. And the principal gave me detention. He can go fuck himself because I'll take my free will and run over him. I did. Yesterday I went to the principal's house. And I jumped over his car.
You know what? This guy would be great on a phone sex line.
Right.
I want to have sex. Is this a joke? Can you put your mom on the line, please?
Right. Hello, what were you wearing? I would like to talk to you about things.
I'm taking off my pants. He
sound a little like Larry Flint.
Right. His his sister, Colleen Castile. Died in a drunk driving accident. She wasn't drunk. This guy Larry Tinky, he went to jail for drunk driving. He's on work release. Drunk drives, kills a girl.
Oh, man.
From our high school.
That's horrible.
Oh my god, that's horrendous.
No more work release. You're now in jail for real. And you obviously, and we knew her. We knew her well.
My god.
And you obviously feel so bad for him that it's the sister. But his voice, you can't help but smile. And he's like, "That fucking lonely Tinky, I'll tell you what." And I'm like, oh, come on. I'm trying to feel bad.
By the way, where's Larry Tinky's memoirs that Oprah's going to put in her book club?
Right.
I don't understand why people feel like they've been scammed by this guy with the book club, though.
Right, right.
Because clearly, if you did any of all of these drugs that he's claimed to have done, how's he
going
to write
the
memoirs, okay?
Right.
He just made it. Oh, yeah, to him, it felt like 87 days. He doesn't know.
And second of all, why are we trusting an ex-crackhead?
Yeah.
Was he a crackhead while he was writing it? Was he? Whatever.
But,
here's a couple other things that were not true. He had a crackhead girlfriend who he wrote hung herself, but really she cut her wrists.
Cut your wrist. That's better.
What's
isn't
the
it?
Difference?
Which was more dramatic? You walk in on somebody and somebody's bleeding. What's better?
Well, they're dead anyway.
You like the hanging?
I don't know. I think that if there's swinging involved in the hanging, it might be more dramatic.
Creepy.
Okay.
But if there's blood all over the room
and she's still walking around like
that might be a little more dramatic.
Like we then said you got before, a scene.
And right, and there was blood coming out of a wish, and she was wanting. She was wanting around the womb. That's what? Like Elmer Fudd.
This guy sounds like the redneck, like Elmer Fudd,
right.
With a three-wheeler.
Also, somebody said Fat Janie Lane.
That's true. I base my Janie Lane off of people I know.
Also, another thing is he said he underwent dental surgery without Novocaine. Yeah, because he was all cracked out.
So that's true or not true?
They mentioned,
no, it's not true.
They mentioned that? That's worthwhile. Oh, the dental surgery was a lie.
And the smoking gun? You know what? Smoking gun? I did nothing wrong in my life. I love you. What the fuck? How do you find out that he didn't take Novocaine? The dentist is like, no, I remember him. I Novocaine that bitch up.
Yeah, they're looking through all books or what?
We have a reliable source, Shaniqua at Dental Services DDS, has given us the tip off.
So now here's Oprah Winfrey's apology. I regret that phone call. She's referring to the Larry King phone call. She said, I made a mistake, and I left the impression that the truth does not matter, and I'm deeply sorry about that because that is not what I believe.
I'm sorry. This is a press release, right? I'll read that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not what she believes. It's a press release.
She said that it was the worst moment in all of her broadcasting history. Like
20 years. Over 24 to 40 years.
Let's dig up the old tapes. Okay? Let's do that. Let's make sure that this is the worst moment, Oprah.
Remember every other show that's like an old Ricky Lake show? Remember those years?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember when you thought Phil Donahue was the shit?
Yeah, he was your idol. Remember when you said that? That was fucking worse. I was going to say something. Oh, you're Oprah Winfrey. How amazing. Like, that, such power, though. It's her power is amazing that I will never understand it. When that Larry King, I saw the end of that Larry King episode when she did call in. And she called, and before she calls in, the show's about to end. And Larry King goes, we're going to run a little longer. We're going to have Oprah on the phone. CNN, you're going to, or whatever, right? Is he on CNN? You're
going to
run a little longer. I know there's some with Hamas and Fatah or whatever the fuck, but... I think
people killing each other, but let's find out if this book is true.
Right.
Not even that. Let's just find out Oprah's opinion.
Yeah, Oprah's
on
opinion
this
on
book that's true or false.
By the way, I have something else to say. I regret that I said that. If you could tell the news that I wrote a letter, Oprah Winfrey says she wasn't happy at that. The news! You wrote a letter, and the news is going to say it between sports and weather.
I just love it that Oprah is famous for basically nothing. She talks to people who are famous for things, and
right.
It's sort of like...
Or to people in broken homes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the fuck are we trying to do?
Welcome to the show.
No, but I feel like...
I think the worst thing of all of this is that he suggested to Oprah before the show, they're saying in the newspaper, that he was going to kill himself. And Oprah, do you want to talk about power? You're doing that. An ex-crackhead who wrote his memoirs, who... Fuck if he remembers what's true and what's not true, who inspired people. She wrote all, she got all these letters, and she said Oprah, she said that she let that get to her, and that's why she said that original statement on Larry King. But now she's like, she was grilling him. She said, the newspaper said that she was almost in tears while she was saying this stuff. Right. And you know, nobody wants Oprah in tears. So now everyone is going to, the audience booed him. They amazing. Booed him throughout the whole hour.
Because you know what? Nobody likes...
This is a fragile man. I mean, I don't... Whatever. I didn't mean to say it like, oh, poor him or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, you have that much power. Yeah. Like, calm down. Right. You know? Be careful.
She's got Bill Gates power.
I've been missing a couple...
I think... I'm sorry. I think he's either going to kill himself or get back on crack. There's no way he's going to be okay after this.
And nobody likes to be... I'm missing calls all over the place. I'm sorry, guys. Nobody likes to be called stupid. Nobody likes to be taken advantage of.
Right.
And that's what they think. Like, you read a book and you believed it.
I don't know. I think I like a good swindle every now and then.
Yeah, if you tricked me, I would have been like, fucking touche. You know what? You made me quit drugs, you motherfucker, as I'm shooting up. You got me.
You got it.
2 days, I had to deal with the world. You got me.
And that's the thing. There's another thing. Now that he's getting all this press, he's now on Oprah twice. You know, it's a very big deal. She's talking about him. The newspapers are talking about him. Everybody's talking about him. You would think now, okay, he's going to sell tons more books. But at the same time, they have a class action suit against him
for fooling somebody that you wrote a fucking book. Can we class action the two people that wrote that fucking White Castle article for their bad puns? I had to read that.
I lost 8 hours of my.
You told me that was news.
If we get all our listeners together, can we sue them? But yeah, nobody likes being duped. What kind of life do you fucking have that you're even involved in that class action suit? And you know what
you get the
money of your book back. You can't return that. A, you could just return anything if you're a scumbag enough. And you could return a book to Barnes & Noble with no complaints.
Right.
They don't even give a fuck. But now with all the news, you can definitely return it. Maybe they'll call you hard on behind your back. But now you're like, and you saved your receipt.
And that, oh, right. Well, in all fairness, like, you just use a credit card and you're okay.
Right. You got to understand, though, this is Oprah's audience reading this book.
They're such followers.
Like, oh, my God. The master said that this book is no good. We must take it back and hurt the person who wrote it.
Right. And now, you know, this is a person Oprah is saying that she's getting a lot of letters saying that he moved their lives forward. He made that leap for them. Yeah. Reading his book it had such an impact on their lives that now they're better people. You're taking that back?
It takes it back.
So what's the difference? It's a book.
Yeah.
People are sheep, and you know what? And yes, it does. It only takes one thing to, you know, encourage you. So I'm not picking on them that a book changed your life. But for a lot of them, this book changed their life. Oprah can easily take all that away.
Right. She gave
all
it to them.
All they needed was one reason, and that reason's gone.
It's like how your parents go, I gave you life and I can take it away. That's what Oprah's doing.
Right.
All around.
Congratulations, murderer.
Oh, my God. If he dies, she's going to feel guilt.
Yeah,
she's going to have to do another press conference.
The final season of Oprah.
I don't understand why these people...
I'm sorry. Pink. And guess what?
We keep cutting him off.
Right. Guess what? He hangs himself.
He's swinging.
So that in Oprah's memoirs it'll be true.
But I don't understand why these people are like complaining that the effect of the book on them is different now. Well, it's still the same book. They didn't change any words in the book.
Right.
Obviously, it means something different. But if you were somebody who wasn't educated enough to understand that things in books are sometimes, you know, elaborated on in a way that might be fictional.
People from Harry Potter should take their book back because magic isn't real.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what? And I will, because I was duped. None of that shit worked.
Class action suit. Let's start it.
And they have more readers.
Let's take away J.K. Rowling's money.
I wonder, like, that's the one thing that Oprah can't do is take Harry Potter away.
Or Bill Gates. The Windows thing.
All right, so we found some serious power.
I want to see a big fight amongst all three of those, though.
You think about all the sick things you jerk off to. Like, I don't even jerk off to the picture anymore. I jerk off to a sick story I made up in my head, you know. What do you think Bill Gates jerks off to? Oprah crying in a corner. All right, we're going to bust out. We'll see you guys on Monday, and I'm sure over the weekend.
And over the weekend we have a Saturday tournament and a Sunday tournament. That's poker online. And also, just to remind you, February 7th at 7 o'clock is Keith's DVD screening. Just visit keithandthegirl.com. I've got another confession to make.
Too strong to knew. Were you born to resist? Get in the back!